الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious يا ربي بالمصطفى يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم All praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our cherisher, nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family, his Ahlul Bayt and companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. May peace and blessings be upon the saints of this Ummah. In today's program, yes, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful and amazing parable from the Holy Quran Pak, inshallah. And this parable has so many numerous models and lessons that we can learn and implement in our lives. So this story is in relation to Hazrat Sayyiduna Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wasalam. We will also discuss some parables from different parts of the Holy Quran in relation to Hazrat Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. And it will definitely be enlightening, thought-provoking. So kindly stay tuned to Madani channel and do not forget wherever you are, recite Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Remember, it has been mentioned in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam. Man salla alayya mi'atan كتب الله بين عينيه براءة من النفاق وبراءة من النار وأسكنه الله يوم القيامة مع الشهداء سبحان الله The one who recites 100 times durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah azza wa jal will write between his eyes that this person is freed from the hellfire and freed from hypocrisy Allahu Akbar This person is freed from the hellfire and freed from hypocrisy. And on the day of judgment, he shall be kept with those who have been slayed and martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He will be raised with those who are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a great blessing this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Kaabe ki badr ud-duja, tum pe karono durood, taiba ke shams ud-duha. تم پہ کروڑوں درود آنکھ عطا کیجئے اس میں ضیا دیجئے جلوہ قریب آ گیا تم پہ کروڑوں درود اور کوئی غیب کیا تم سے نہاں ہو بھلا جب نہ خدائی چھپا تم پہ کروڑوں درود دل کرو ٹھنڈا میرا وہ کفے پا چاند سا سینے پہ رکھ دو ذرا تم پہ کروڑوں درود کام وہ لے لیجئے تم کو جو راضی کرے ٹھیک ہو نام رضا تم پہ کروڑوں درود صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ تعالی علی محمد صل اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, let us listen to a naat which is composed by Imam al-Kalam, Kalam al-Imam, Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقہ لینے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
صبح طیبہ میں ہوئی بٹتا
Oh.
صلی تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا، تو ہے عین نور، تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا. کاف گیسو ہا دہن یا ابرو آنکھیں عین سود، کاف ہا یا عین سود، ان کا ہے چہرہ نور کا. سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful قصیدہ، beautiful نعت پاک صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. We were listening to سبحان اللہ and الحمدللہ رب العالمین. I'm sure that this کلام and نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has spiritually boosted you as it was an electrifying نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم with beautiful meaning at the same time, subhanallah. However, dear viewers of the Samadhani channel, when we discuss the topic of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, we will include this Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Kalam, and we will then continue with discussion, because each couplet in this Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is amazing and it can tell you a story. It's either the tafsir of a hadith, it's a translation of a hadith, or the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah. So we will get to know more about the Nas of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Our topic for today is the fish which was the companion of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Yeh Quran Paak ek aisa waqiya hai, Allahu Akbar, which is thought-provoking, and it has numerous lessons to be learned from. So therefore, inshallah azza wa jal, we will listen to this beautiful parable of the Holy Quran Paak and take some amazing lessons from it, inshallah. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam as a prophet to the guidance of the people of the city called Nainawa. He alayhi salatu wa salam was sent as a prophet for the guidance of these people that lived and dwelled in the city called Nainawa. However, it was a very vast, a very huge city, and these people were indulged in idol worshipping, committing kufr, polytheism, and all wrong actions. Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam would warn them over and again that they should repent and stop the wrong that they do. But they had refused Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and they never ever believed in him. Rather, they would commit the haram and the sinning that they would do day in, day out. Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salatu wasalam then warned them of a divine torment which will strike them. He frightened them, he warned them. And they knew very well ki ye Allah ke nabi hai, ye kabhi jhoot nahi kehte. He never ever spoke a lie. Whenever he said anything, it really turned out to be true. So therefore, what they did was they made mashwara. They had made a discussion amongst themselves and they said, you know what, we will keep an eye on Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. As long as he remains within us, as long as he's in our midst, then definitely the azab and the torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not descend and befall upon us. Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had warned them once again that very soon the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come upon you all. Repent and stop the wrong that y'all are doing. However, as I mentioned, that they did not stop. And one night Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then left the city. Aap us shahar ko chhod kar ke tashreef le gaye. Jab inhe pata chala ki Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam hamare beech nahi hai, he is no more residing in the city. Dusre din tak subah kya dekhte hain ki Allahu Akbar, from all four sides the divine torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had appeared in the skies in the form of dark smoke and clouds from all four sides. Allahu Akbar. That city had become totally dark. And when this had happened, they instantly got to know and realized their mistake. And they said to themselves, you know what? Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had warned us. And we had taken him for granted. We had not taken his words serious. And now when they seen that frightening situation, an environment whereas the clouds that appeared from all four corners, from all four sides had surrounded that city and town, black smoke had emerged. Allahu Akbar. All of them that resided in the city were so frightened by seeing the clouds in that form that they instantly began to repent. Allahu Akbar. Jo shohar the wo apni biwiyon se alag ho gaye, bacche apni maa se alag ho gaye. They left the city and went towards the jungles with torn clothes on their bodies, repenting with sincerity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. They've taken their cattle and animals along with them. And there was another group of people that went in search of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, ki ye mile to phir this azab and this punishment and torment will be lifted and taken away. But despite searching for him thoroughly, on the outskirts of the city, there was no sign of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Itna dhoondne ke bawajood bhi jab na mile, haar maan chuke the. Allahu Akbar. Then they realized that now there is nothing else to do, or there is nothing else we can do except this, that we repent for all the wrong, for all the sins that we have committed. Itne guna humne kar dale hain, ab hum toba Allah ke bargah mein kare. To sachche dil se, tahe dil se, from the depths of their hearts, they repented and made sincere toba in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In short, all of them, when they repented sincerely and promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have firm belief in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was brought by Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showered mercy upon them by because of their sincere repentance. Kyunki unhone dil se toba ki, aur jab dil se toba ki, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had then removed those dark and black clouds that appeared above that city. Jaise hi wo ghaib ho gaya, wo chala gaya, when those clouds were then removed, they realized that now the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left us. Allahu Akbar. Then they came back into the city and they lived a faithful life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this in the Holy Quran Pak, and he says,
فَلَوْلَا كَانَتْ قَرْيَةٌ آمَنَتْ فَنَفَعَهَا إِيمَانُهَا إِلَّا قَوْمَ يُونُسِ لَمَّا آمَنُوا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَمَتَّعْنَاهُمْ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ.
So if only had there been a town that believed and its faith would have benefited it. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the people of Yunus alayhi salam, when they accepted faith, we removed the disgraceful punishment in the life of this world from them and let them enjoy for a precise time. Allahu Akbar. That is to say, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that it does not benefit the people to embrace faith once the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appeared and commenced. In Tabarani, there is a narration. When those people realize that there is this torment is above them, in the form of dark clouds and smoke that surrounded that city, that horrifying scenery had frightened them to this extent that when they could not find Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they went in search of a religious person who was indeed a very religious person, and he was a faithful person who had iman and brought iman upon Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And they approached him and they said their situation, that this is what has happened, we cannot find Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, we have sinned for so many years, and now we are going to lose everything that we have. Allahu Akbar.
then that person who was a religious man had given them this invocation and he said, recite this.
Ya hayyu hina la hayya wa ya hayyu yuhyi al-mauta wa ya hayyu la ilaha illa anta.
So according to the narration, they began to recite and read this invocation. Ye wazifa, iska wird un tamam hazrat ne karna shuru kar diya. And then they repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, after they had repented and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted their repentance, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ki unki gunah mu'af kar diye gaye, unko dobara ek mauka mila. After they had brought iman upon Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, they accepted the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They believed in Almighty Allah azza wa jal. When now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had removed the torment, when the clouds had disappeared, then they settled once again in their own city. At that time, Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam then came back to see the destruction that has struck his people of Nineveh. And when he realized, he yaha pe to kuch hua hi nahi, he seen everything as normal. They continued with their business, with their work. Allahu Akbar. He then thought to himself, after his people had told him, why don't you go and join your people? And then he said to them that if I go back, they will call me a liar, because I had warned them in regards to the divine torment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if they will see me, they will say, what happened? The torment had not come. And they will call me a liar. Due to his anger, he was so upset that he left from there. And there was a boat or a ship near the seashore. And he embarked onto that ship or boat and he continued with a journey. As the Quran has mentioned very beautifully, dear viewers and listeners of the nation, look at the model, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the trials and tribulations as being the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's not they go through? Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salatu wasalam, when he embarked on that boat, as that boat had reached the midst of the ocean, of the sea, it stopped. According to an established tradition, those times only the boat would jam in the midst of the sea that carries some fugitive person, a slave that has escaped, a person who has run away from the city. So then they drew some lots and the name of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam came out. And they said to him that you will be pushed out of this boat. Instantly they pushed him out of the boat since his name was taken out of the lot. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, they had thrown the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the ocean. Look, there is no chances of survival in the middle of the sea as he was thrown. Then he alayhi salatu wasalam was swallowed by a whale, by a fish. And he remained in the belly and the stomach of the fish for a very, very long time. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember well, when Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was under darkness in the stomach, in the belly of this fish, then he began to make this invocation. He recited this wazifa. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen. And as he recited this wazifa, this invocation, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted his dua, his supplication, and this fish then ejected him out of her mouth at the bank of the sea. After remaining in the dark cell, which is to say in the stomach, in the belly of this fish, subhanallah, when he was taken out, when he was ejected from the mouth of this fish, he was extremely weak. Allahu Akbar. But by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plant of gourd grew, a special tree that had beautiful fruits. And he alayhi salatu wasalam will take rest under the shade of this tree and he would eat the fruits of this tree until he gained his strength. Subhanallah. Taqat mil gayi, quwwat mil gayi. Ab zara dekhein, from way to way. Allahu Akbar. After preaching to his town, to his people of Nineveh, and they did not believe in him, they did not accept his message. Allahu Akbar. He went on the boat, then into the sea. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept him alive and safe in the belly, in the dark cell, in the stomach of this fish, for a long time. And now that he's ejected, though he was weak, he could not walk. Allahu Akbar. He alayhi salatu wasalam was given the special tree from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which have given him his strength once again. He regained his taqat, his quwwat. He could now walk and talk and then he moved back to his city. And when he entered his city, his people instantly after seeing him sought forgiveness, and they brought iman upon Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. They treated him well after bringing faith and iman upon him. Dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel, this is such a beautiful lesson. Let us read and recite the verse of the Holy Quran that speaks about the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. And indeed, Yunus is one of our noble prophets. When he left towards the loaded ship, then he drew lots and he became of those who were pushed into the sea. Then the fish swallowed him and he blamed himself. That is to say, for not waiting for Allah's command. And had he not been those who glorified Allah Azza wa Jal, he would have remained in its belly till the day when all will be raised. We then put him ashore on a plain and he was sick. And we grew a tree of gourd as a shelter above him. And we sent him as a messenger towards 100,000 people, in fact, more. So they accepted faith. We therefore allowed them to enjoy life for a while. Kitna bada waqia hai, kitna pyara waqia hai for us to take so many lessons from the story of Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Firstly, dear viewers, let us learn and understand the first moral of the story. Allahu Akbar. When any calamity strikes any nation in the form of torment, any calamity, koi bhi masala hai, koi bhi pareshani hai, the only remedy is to engage in supplications after repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah kare, ahuzari kare. So the ulama and the scholars have said that whenever any calamity strikes any nation, any city, any town, any people, the first remedy or the only remedy is to basically engage in repentance, to engage in supplication, to make dua after making tawbah. First make tawbah and then ask Allah Azza wa Jal for that problem to be removed. Allahu Akbar. Secondly, we learn from this amazing story and parable of the Holy Quran Pak that Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam is of course the chosen bondman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the trials and tribulations and hardships that he has endured to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his people. Allahu Akbar. But yet, even though he was in the belly of the fish, being in the dark cell of this fish, he yet did not stop glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. It is due to this blessings, due to his supplication in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where he was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had got him ejected from the mouth of the fish. So the scholars and the ulama have written and have mentioned that when these chosen people observe patience and do not become negligent in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite being struck with troubles, such a big problem had occurred, whereas he is pushed from the boat, Allahu Akbar, and now he's in the stomach of the fish. Even at that place, they are not negligent. They are not heedless from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ka zikr waas bhi kiya ja raha. Allahu Akbar. Aap zara sochein, humare upar thodi si musibat aa jati hai, thodi si takleef ho jati hai, bimar ho jate hain, thoda sa dukaan mein loss ho jata hai, kisi ka khandan mein intiqal ho jata hai. For that, or we are stuck in traffic, we have little problem. Firstly, we complain about the problem. We upload our issues and problems on the social media. Hum chahte hain ki sab padhein, sab dekhein, sab apna comments dale ki aaj mere saath ye hua, wo hua, fala, fala, fala. Allahu Akbar. And thereafter, we say we are amongst those who make sabr. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. You compare and see, you know, this is our current situation. But beloved prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the hardships and difficulties that they endure, but yet they are not heedless from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not complain about the situation that they are in. Ya Allah, why me? I am your prophet, I am your Nabi. I had tried my level best. I did not want to go there because they were going to call me a liar. No. He alayhi salatu wasalam made the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal even from the fish of the stomach. So this is something for us to ponder over the fact that when the people of the boat threw Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam into the sea, and there was no means of his survival. Look at the mercy of Allah. This is the third Madani pool. When you think that all doors have been shut and closed, all avenues of survival have been closed and there is no hope of survival, Allah Azza wa Jal is Ghafoorul Rahim. He is Rabbul Alameen. This is the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He kept him alive even in the belly of the fish. Firstly, in the ocean, people who have survived for 13, 15 days there, wo pani pee bhi nahi sakte, banda to waise hi marna hai. But here is inside the belly of the fish alive. Is this not the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Beshak, undoubtedly it is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. Look at this, that he was rescued from the belly of the fish, then he even gained power and taqat and his energy after Allah Azza wa Jal through his mercy had planted a tree for him, from where he gained shade and energy, subhanallah. And he, after regaining that energy, he was then back to his town. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Where I want to draw your attention, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, is that look, the first part which we discussed in regards to when the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sent to any nation, Allahu Akbar. When it is sent, just as we mentioned now, that the black clouds, the dark clouds had surrounded the city, uske baad inhone toba ki. This is not the first time. In fact, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he preached to his people and he told the Bani Israel in regards to Torah, for them to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they straight away refused to accept these commandments. Allahu Akbar. As a consequence of their disobedience, the divine torment struck them in such a way that instantly a mountain had uprooted and it was pending between the earth and sky directly above the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, simply because they refused to accept Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the message that he had given them. They disobeyed Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger. They refused Him. Nonetheless, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, when they repented with sincerity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jab dil se muafi mangi ki Allah maaf kar de. When they asked for forgiveness and they told Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that we believe in you, we do believe in you, then that mountain was then removed away from them and it settled back into its position. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this in the Holy Quran as well. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and when we lifted the Mount Sinai above them as if it was a canopy, and they thought that it would fall upon them, accept firmly what we have given you and remember what is in it so that you may become pious. Remember what is in this book for you. Learn, read, follow, so that you can become a pious person. Subhanallah, the scholars have written that this event highlights adopting strict measures of punishment and techniques to make sinful people repent is the style of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through this parable we learn, because it was for them to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and when they were not, then Allah azza wa jal had taken this action of making that mountain penned, or that mountain that was hanging above them. As the Quran says, it seemed as if it was a canopy that was hanging above their heads. And when they were shocked after seeing such a huge mountain above them, where there was no rope, there was no one carrying it, they could not understand. And then they realized that Allah Azza wa Jal does exist, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they had immediately, instantly brought iman upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Not one, not two, not three, but there are many, many parables like this in the Holy Quran. The first problem is that we have distanced ourselves from the teachings of the glorious Quran, from the beautiful message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum digar kaamon mein phans jate hain, bade bade munazare kar rahe hote hain, bade bade baatein kar rahe hote hain, lekin ye jo cheeze hain, this is for us. It is a message for us. If we only learn, our problems can be resolved from the Holy Quran. Yes, because the morals and the lessons are there. If you have been faced with any calamity, learn about your problem from the Holy Quran Pak. Seek solutions and remedies from the Holy Quran Pak. Trust me, dear viewers and the Madani channel, your problem will feel much more lighter. Aapko khud achha bhi mehsoos hone lagega. Why? Because you have connected yourself to the Holy Quran Pak. One of the other things that I want to draw your attention towards is that, dekhen, we have now understood that the Anbiya, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not complain when they are pushed into any difficulty. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to many difficulties, even with Balaam bin Ba'ura, the one who had cursed Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, yet he cursed himself because Allah twisted his tongue. But when the influential people of his city had even framed him and accused him of so many wrongs, then too he made sabr and he made shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving him. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the trials and tribulations he alayhi salatu wasalam went through when he alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire by Namrud, and Allah azza wa jal had made that fire cool upon him with peace. Allahu Akbar. But even at that moment there was no complaint on the lip and on the tongue of this great messenger, of this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we learn, what is the model here? The model is that we should always, in all conditions, in all circumstances, always observe patience and sabr. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our problems may be removed, our difficulties may come to an end, and in this way you will see so many blessings in your life and in the life of your family members as well. Always turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not complain. Shikayat na kare. Logo ko bataye na. Use chupa ke rakhe. Uski jo fazail hai, uski jo virtues hai. Allahu Akbar. It is beyond imagination, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Let us understand some beautiful hadith in relation to those people who hide their pain and their takleef. Subhanallah. I want to mention this, subhanallah, as it has been mentioned in a blessed hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, whoever faced any physical or a financial calamity, then kept it concealed and did not reveal it upon people, then it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive that person. Allahu Akbar. Ya hadith paak mein maujood. Subhanallah, in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a person is made to face calamity according to how religious he is. If he is firm in his religion, then his trials will also be tough. And if he is weak in his religion, then his trial, then Allah azza wa jal will test him according to how religious he is. A person, listen to this, a person continuously falls prey to calamities and adversities to the extent that all his sins are forgiven in this very world. لوگ کہتے ہیں نا کہ یار یہ ابھی ختم نہیں ہوا کہ دوسرا مسئلہ آ گیا, وہ ابھی ختم نہیں ہوا تو تیسرا مسئلہ آ گیا, وہ ختم نہیں ہوا تو چوتھا آ گیا, یہ آتا ہی رہتا ہے سال بھر. People are complaining about this year being a very difficult year for them. Keep your calamities concealed because Allah Azza wa Jal knows everything that you are going through. If you are seeking some sort of advice, it's a different issue altogether. But اگر کسی سے فائدہ ملنے والا بھی نہیں ہے, اس کو بتا کر کے کچھ ہونے والا بھی نہیں ہے, بس ہم اپنا بوجھ ہلکا کرنا چاہتے ہیں, شکایت کر کے ہمیں اچھا لگتا ہے کہ اللہ has put me through this way, astaghfirullah, and I have been through that way, why me, میرے ساتھ ہی کیوں ایسا ہو رہا ہے. ایسا نہ سوچے, ایسا کہے بھی نہ, بلکہ you know, chase shaitan away that's making you so weak, making you fall for these gunas and sins by us complaining. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Remember, the outcome of this is that when a person repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his sins are forgiven. Uncountable blessings are for that person, subhanallah, and glad tidings for concealing given to that person. The one who conceals his problems, does not mention it to everybody. Yes, keep it to yourself, make dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will surely bless you. He will shower his mercy upon you. Have we not read about Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam? Kya humne Quran Pak mein inka waqia nahi padha hai? Have we not heard, just as Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam's story has been mentioned, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's story has been mentioned, even Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam's beautiful, thought-provoking, parable has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Look at the sabr, look at the level of his patience. Subhanallah. I would not go into the detailed story. However, I just want to mention that verse of the Holy Quran that speaks about his supplication to Allah. Look at how he mentioned to Allah Azza wa Jalla ki mere saath ye hua hai, Mola tu karam farma. Look at that aspect. After remaining patient, after losing all his children, after losing all his wealth, even everyone had left him except his faithful wife. Allahu Akbar. She stood next to him. She supported him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Lekin dekhe, tab saare log chhod ke chale gaye. No one is with him. And then he makes this dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the dua? He said, the Quran says so beautifully,
وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ مِنْ ضُرٍّ وَآتَيْنَاهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَذِكْرَى لِلْعَابِدِينَ.
And remember, when Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, when he called to his Lord that distress has afflicted me and you are the most merciful of all those who do mercy. This was the style of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. When he asked Allah Azza wa Jal, this was the method he said. But he said, Allahu Akbar, you are the most merciful. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, distress has afflicted me. Calamity has struck me, but you are the most merciful out of all those who do mercy. We therefore heard his prayer. Allahu Akbar. What the Quran says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ فَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِ. We then heard his prayer. So we removed his adversity that had afflicted him and we gave him his family in addition, bestowed along with them more of a similar number by mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is saying that this parable of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam is a beautiful advice for those who are worshippers, for those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, for everybody, that if you are a person who reads your namaz on time, mashallah, subhanallah, you keep your fast, you pay your zakat, you're living an obedient life, but also remember, from this obedience, you should not utter a word of complaint that shows that you're unhappy with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has decreed for you shall happen. What is in your destiny will come to you. But by us complaining, by us moaning and groaning about our situation will not anyhow help the situation. Our pious predecessors led such a beautiful life filled with obedience even at difficult moments. These were the stories of the Holy Quran. Chaliye aage badhte hain, aage badhte hain. Ab dekhte hain ki Allah ke jo khas bande hain, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the awliya, the saliheen, what a pious and devout life they had lived. It has been mentioned about the wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Fatah Mawsili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As she was walking, she fell to the ground. She tripped by a stone, by a boulder, by a rock or something that was on her path. And when she tripped so hard that due to that fall, her nail had snapped. Her nail, her toenail had broke. Allahu Akbar. Upon this, she began to laugh and smile. People then asked her, jo saheliyan thi, unke jo dost the, sab kehne lage, kya hua? What happened to you? Why are you laughing? Aren't you feeling any pain? Look at the answer this bandi had given. Subhanallah, she mentioned the excitement of receiving reward over observing patience kept me away from thinking about the pain of this injury. Allahu Akbar, the excitement of receiving reward, sawab, over observing patience, because here I need to observe patience, and the excitement of receiving reward for the sabr and patience have even made me forget about the taklif of this injury, of this pain. Allah. This was the answer from the wife of Hazrat Sayyidina Fatah Mawsili rahmatullahi ta'ala. Zara sochi aap, ye wo zamana tha, ye wo dor tha jab log aisa bhi karte the. Aur ek dor aisa guzar raha hai ki hum to social media pe sabke samne, duniya ke samne apne issues ko rakhte hain. halaki choti si baat hai, sometimes it's a very minor issue within people. Kabhi kabhi we are not talking about our problem, but we are commenting on other people's issues and, you know, hurting others by making false accusations, by tarnishing the reputation of others. Repent, dear viewers. Have learned these beautiful parables, and not one, there are so many other examples that can be given. For example, Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he lost his son, Hazrat Ali bin Ayaz. Bade buzur guzre hain. Allahu Akbar. During his son's janaza, he was seen smiling. People asked him, Hazrat, kya hua? Aap muskura rahe hain, you are smiling instead of crying. Takleef nahi hui? Have you not felt any pain of losing your son? Look at the answer he had given. Subhanallah, he said, I am smiling whilst remaining content over the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because my son has passed away. My son has gone away from me by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am content with what Allah has decided for me. Here, a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us a lesson, that I am content with what my Rabb has decided for me. Yes, I am content. It's very difficult to mention, because people who go through these difficulties know very well what are those problems and what you are challenged with life. But remember, you should keep in front of you the problems, the trials and tribulations of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Keep before you what Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam went through, what Hazrat Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam had went through, what Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, these prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much of difficulties they went through. Keep in front of you the scenery of Karbala, what Imam Hussein and his family had went through. Keep in front of you the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And trust me, it will motivate you not to complain about anything that you go through in your life. Silently, you endure everything for the pleasure of Allah. He knows your condition better than you know your own situation, because He has created you, Azza wa Jalla. And He will solve your problem, providing that you sincerely repent in His bargah, in His court. Now that we have come to the end of today's episode and today's program, we say shukran for watching this program. I leave you with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. Keep this embedded in your heart and mind, that this is your maqsad as a believer, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.